Today is Tes Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are continuing in our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. Our Hashkafa Gems is generously co-sponsored this week by AB and Don Pomerantz in commemoration of the first yahrzeit of his beloved mother, Chavi Pomerantz, Chava Rachel Bas Akiva, and Frank and Debbie Spector in commemoration of the yahrzeit of her beloved grandmother, Sarah Bas Shmuel. Their neshamos should have an aliyah. Thank you so much for your generous sponsorship. We are continuing in the Orchos Tzadikim, a treasure for life, and understanding Shar HaSimcha, the gate of happiness, so essential for us to understand and have gained the perspective this week, the week before Pesach, and that which motivates and inspires every single day. So the author of this beautiful and very sacred work teaches us the perspective that a person should think about as it relates to things that happen to you in your lives. So that a person should always know, Shekol HaTovos, all of the good things that a person has, their health, their happiness, their parnosa, the relationships, their thoughts, their connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all of the things that are on the category, on the ledger of Hatovos, Hein Mechazdei HaElokim, you should always remember that they are just simply acts of and stem from Hashem's loving kindness. It is Chazdei HaElokim. A person has to always remember, never to take for granted where these great goodnesses come from. Shelo shehu roi lekachi explained, it's not that a person is deserving of them. Sometimes what happens is the trap, the snare of the Yetzirah is that a person thinks that the reason why things have come my way is meted out, given to me because of something that I've done, something that makes me thus deserving of them. No. It's not that. Sure, there's something called schar, reward, for a person doing what they're supposed to be doing and even going lifnim mishura sadin, above and beyond what's the letter of the law. But suffice it to say, the machshava tova that a person's supposed to think about, that the good things that happen are chazdei Hashem, and it's not that a person is the recipient of these things because he's roi lekach, because he's deserving of them. No. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitiv lo mipnei yishut tzorech lo. And it's not that he's deserving of them or things, that Hashem is good to him because he needs him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu for some reason needs him. You know, in the world of an earthly king and his subjects, a king is only a king if he has subjects that will recognize him as the king. But that's not the way of truth in the world of spirituality, in the world of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if it would be that there are no subjects, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still reigns as king. And the fact that we are his subjects is an opportunity for us to recognize him, not that we have to recognize him for his sake, but for our own sake. And therefore, it's not that it's given to us only for the purpose for us to fulfill some type of need that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, but no, all they are, what they are is achakol nedava v'chesed. Everything that's given to us is a present, it's a gift, it's loving kindness. It's important for us to have this perspective because we never take things for granted. Sometimes we become very used to and accustomed to things coming our way, things that we think we deserve, when at the end of the day, sof kol sof, we have to always remember that anything and everything is what we call chaste Hashem, something that is from the loving kindness, the great benefactor, the giver of all that is good. We are the recipients of that greatness, that goodness, that benevolence, that kindness, that chesed. We know shehu lo roi lekach, that a person should not think that he's deserving. We understand this from the famous words that Yaakov Avinu utters, fearing when he was going to encounter his brother, Katonti mikol hachasidim, right? Hachasodim, all of the chesed, all of the things that he felt that he was unworthy of the chesed, of the goodness. Yaakov Avinu, of course, we know, was a giant of a person. He filled with schuyos. He felt that he was at that point unworthy because he maybe felt that the kindness was exhausted. Certainly, the average person who must understand that he is undeserving and unworthy of Hashem's kindness, we have to be very humble with a certain sense of anivus, for sure. And to the extent that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us, as we say in our tefillos every single day, in the morning and at the end of the Shacharis, and certainly on Shabbos, Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, what does that mean? The master of the world who reigned before anyone or anything was created. So if that's true, which of course it is, then it's clear and it's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do just fine without us. So we hope and make ourselves constantly mindful and aware of what we need to be thinking about with all of the good things that come our way. Let's give some pause. Let's stop for just a moment. Appreciate all the good things we have in our lives. And when we do that, we'll appreciate the source from where it comes, realize that it's chesed, realize that it's an adav of a chesed. We realize that it's goodness, gifts, it's loving kindness, it's a present that's given to us because of God's love for us. We live with that deep appreciation. We live uplifted, and we live very inspired. I wish everybody a wonderful, a healthy, a happy, and a very safe day.